Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Yo, I'm Dakota. Sherry will be talking in just a second. This is Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. What is up with the Blog Talk Radio, lady?
She's got that accent, Dakota.
Yeah, I can't do accents. Mine's all the southern.
You know,
my mind comes out just southern.
Oh my god! I
part of living in Tennessee.
What? Say that again.
I said part of living in Tennessee, talking southern, y'all.
Yeah, you got that southern twang going on. I'm from the north, to everyone. He's in Tennessee. I'm in Massachusetts. Yeah.
Well,
I'm away from
the bad thing is the people around here don't think I have a southern twang because I come from Arizona. So it's like I guess mine comes and goes or something.
Well, you talk okay. I mean, it's not like a real heavy accent, but with some of the things you say, I can tell you've been in the South for a while.
Right, because I say y'all a lot. If nobody could tell, I'll be like y'all.
Y'all, is that even a real word in the dictionary? Is y'all a real word?
It might be. I heard something like back in the late 90s. I think they put it in the dictionary. Could be wrong. I don't know. Come on now, like I haven't read a dictionary.
Y'all is actually never correct. Especially in English, it says.
Well, I'm never correct anyway.
Oh,
well, I'm never correct anyway, so whatever.
Hey, who said you had to be correct anyways?
Right?
Whoever said that.
Right? So, over the week, I found out that I have a good amount of listeners in Turkey, which I can see. I'm going to go out on a short limb and say I'm like the sexier Justin Bieber over there.
You think so, huh?
Oh, I know so. I mean, come on. Who else is the sexier Justin Bieber over there? I mean,
true. You got a point.
But it's crazy though that we got listeners over in Turkey. I mean, who would have thought of that?
Right? I think it's pretty awesome. Thank you. And is it okay to say, I need someone to get in touch with me and let me know if it's okay to say, call you all Turks. Because I think Turks is the way you can say thank you to the Turks who listen.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, since we do things improper, let's come up with our own term for our Turkish friends.
I don't know.
About Turkanians or something.
What is it?
The Turkinators. My Turkinator listeners.
Ooh, that sounds like the Turkinator.
All right, since we do things incorrect, that's what we're going to do then. We got our Turkinator listeners out there tonight. And if you're all listening, feel free to write us.
That's right, you Turkinators. We're roasting turkey right now, just so you all know.
When we're done roasting it, can I eat it? Or?
Yeah,
that's what I was just saying. Like, when we're done, can I make a sandwich? Or what's the...
Aren't you hungry when I said roasting turkey? You had no idea what I was talking about. You're talking about the show. I wasn't offering you a sandwich, Dakota.
Well, shit, now all this talk about food has me hungry. Which brings me into our next topic. So, White Castle is thinking about raising the price per burger. White Castle, if you're going to do that, you're going to have to raise the burger per bun because your shit's small to begin with, and what the hell. If we're going by size-wise, y'all should cost a quarter, man. Come on.
How much do they cost? Do you have one by you?
No, I haven't been to a White Castle in like 2 or 3 years. I think there's one up in Nashville, which is a few hours away. There might be one closer, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't even think there's one up this way. But you all, if you're near that White Castle,
Now, there is a Crystals, which is pretty much the same thing as a White Castle. I don't know if they have those out that way or not.
I've never heard of that either. We have nothing out here.
It's pretty much the same thing as a White Castle.
Yeah, this is like a New York thing, I think, right? New York headquarters is in Columbia. Okay. Columbus, Ohio. But it looks like they're all pretty much in New York, in New Jersey.
Huh. Didn't know that. Learn something every day on the show.
Yeah, see?
You hear that, listeners? You learn something every Monday. Just saying. Tune in.
We actually say a lot of facts. We do. Can learn a lot.
Right.
You learn where White Castles are.
you learn about White Castle and what the hell Crystals is.
Right. And the people, you know, there's people who live around these and they're like, why are they talking about White Castle? Like,
right.
They're like,
I can just walk next door and get a White Castle right now.
Yeah. Now, if everybody can see their little sandwiches, there's like cheesy 10 sack. Are they that small that you have to buy 10 just to fill yourself?
Shit, I gotta buy like 20 of those little fuckers to fill me up. I'm a fat dude, so.
Oh, they have the impossible slider with smoked cheddar cheese. Does that mean it's impossible to swallow it or impossible to fill you? Because you were saying they're
very
small.
Are we talking impossible like the damn freaking plant whopper bullshit again?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
now White
Castle.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's called the Impossible Slider with smoked cheddar cheese. The Impossible
I've never
Slider.
Thought I never
Sizzle.
I never thought I would have to say this out loud, but fat people, boycott White Castle, please, because that is some nonsense.
Yeah,
as a fat guy, that hurts to say. Like, I'm crying on the inside right now. I might cry on the outside later, who knows?
Oh, it's so funny. Now, the calories are 140 per slider. Can you believe that? And 60% of it is fat. White Castle,
damn.
That's the original slider, okay? That 60% of it is fat.
So you said 60% of it is fat?
Yeah, fat calories.
So you're telling me 60% of that little thin...
Right?
Piece of meat that comes on there is fat.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. There's no vitamin C. There's no vitamin A. It's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of it. Yeah, it doesn't even tell you. It's weird. It doesn't show anything for peanuts, tree nuts, eggs, dairy, wheat, soybean, fish, or shellfish. They're empty spots.
Huh.
So what is it? That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to know White Castle.
Right. Yeah, I'm not ever going to try a plant White Castle burger. I'm sorry. Like I'm going to say the same thing I said about the Whopper burger, or Impossible Whopper. Plants are not made to be eaten unless it's made with marijuana or whatever, so hit me when you make a pot burger or something.
A pot burger, now that would be something new in Massachusetts because we have those shops all around now. You know, marijuana is legal, so.
Right.
I'm sure they'll come out with something like that sooner or later.
So last week, Sherry told you guys about manspreading, which, ladies, I hate to break it to you, but I went around spreading my manliness everywhere all week. I even got one up on the youth. I manspreaded some ice cream. # co-teabagging.
Oh, my gosh. Did you, Dakota, tell everyone what this male manspreading is. For the ones who didn't hear last week, listen.
For the listeners that didn't hear about it last week, manspreading is, the way I take it is where a man could be sitting on like a subway or a bus or a public area and they got like their legs is kind of like spread it out a little bit and like taking up the whole seat, which, you know, if I'm sitting in a seat, I'm going to try to be as comfortable as I am, you know, that I want to be sitting in the seat, you know? So if I'm on a man spread, that's, as long as I'm like whipping it out and slapping you in the face with it, I don't see the point, you know what I mean? Like, what the hell?
Exactly. But some people
I was just
get
a thing.
By that.
That's because America is like PG-9 nowadays. And even though like PG-13 or rated R, and it's just like PG-9, 7. These kids are like little wusses running around nowadays.
Right. So what they do is they take the. So you're saying, man spreading with ice cream.
Hey, I had to get one up on the youth, man, because they're going around licking it. I figured I would get one up on them. Let them lick it now.
Oh, that's so bad. Dakota, where's your mama? Is she listening to this? Oh, no, you're in trouble.
So this week here, we have a new little segment. So every yin has its yang. Every up has its down. Every left has its right. So this got me thinking, like, not everything has a clear, you know, opposite. Like blackmailing. Is the opposite whitemailing? And if so, is it more privileged? Or pretty ugly? Is the opposite hideous hot? I got one. Sherry, I got one. Is the opposite of pancakes potcakes? And if so, where can I get some?
I'm sure you know perfectly damn well where you can get those, Dakota. Listen to you laugh. Yeah, that was a fact right there. You make your own, don't you?
No. I mean, it is kind of weird that I know how to make special brownies, but not regular ones.
You're bad. Jesus.
But yeah, any of you listeners, if you guys know anything that you don't think has a clear opposite, feel free to write it to me. If I think it's funny and could come up with something good for it, I'll put it on the show.
Dakota, now, I want to see you in a business suit. That would be the opposite of you now, right?
Yeah, true.
Have you ever worn a suit? I just got to ask. I got to ask that question.
I think, like, I wore a suit to, like, prom and stuff like that. But I think I've only wore a suit maybe that I can remember 5-6 times in my life, and that's a couple weddings and the 3 proms that I went to.
3? Were they all in the same year? I mean, how many girls?
No, nothing like that. I went my sophomore year because I was dating this girl that was a junior, and then I went my junior and senior year.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, well, that's pretty cool. You lucky.
Yeah, you know, I was on a player. I didn't go to like 3 proms in one night. You know, I wasn't like prom hopping or nothing.
Which
sounds like something fun to do. I should have did that when I was in high school. I should have went prom hopping.
Prom hopping? Is that where you pick
prom
up chicks?
Prom crashing. You know, wedding crashers? Prom crashers.
Right. That's for the younger guys, right? Prom crash.
Right. That's for your high schoolers right there. Try it sometime. See what happens. Let me know.
Y'all got to try it.
Y'all got to try it sometime. So in Taylor Swift news, she's still not my girlfriend. Taylor, honey, you can't write a breakup song about me if you don't date me. Don't you know I'm the Turkish Justin Bieber? I'm just saying. Like, I mean, I want my breakup song. I want a breakup song about me, man. And she, you know, she can't do it if we're not dating, so... I'm just saying, girl, if you're listening
she's
to
good.
This.
You know, I wouldn't challenge her that. She's good at making those breakup songs.
Right?
She's broken up with a lot of people. Yeah.
Dakota rhymes with right of words, you know, so feel free. Throw it out there. I'm just saying. Throwing it out
okay,
there.
Okay, what rhymes with Dakota? Come on now.
What rhymes with Dakota? Toyota?
Half a soda.
Not even just soda. You're just like a half a soda.
A half a soda. Dakota.
At least you didn't say like Diet Cola or something.
I should have. I wasn't. My brain doesn't move that fast at this time at night. Dakota. The smoker. I don't know. I can't even rhyme with it.
So, everybody knows.
Dakota, next.
Oh, go ahead.
Next Monday, you have got to rap. I want to hear you rap. Could you talk?
You mean rap?
You
got to try it. If I can come up with a good little rap, I will try to come up with a rap for us next week.
Okay, no.
If y'all want to hear me rap, write in right now. If y'all want to hear me rap, write it in. I'll rap next week for y'all. I'll come up with something. I'll try to freestyle, but you have to give me a beat. So you got a beatbox for me.
I got a beatbox.
You beatbox, I'll rap.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, we're a team, man. We're a team. We gotta do this. You beatbox, I rap.
Okay.
If y'all want to hear that, write in, and we will do that next week. I tell you what, y'all write in a topic. Y'all write in the topic for me, and I will come up with a rap for it next week.
Okay, cool.
It'll probably suck and be a little bit funny, but you know, whatever. That's my thing. I suck and I'm a little bit funny.
You suck? Oh. Come on.
everybody always says that all the crazy people live in Florida. So
what?
This week here, I decided to take our dead news and mix it in with a little bit of Florida news. So this week we got a little bit of Florida dead news.
Ooh.
A Florida woman caught some strange shit on her doorbell camera late one night. It caught a creepy-looking chick in a long black dress with a pointed hat. She was riding a broom like a stick horse. She rang the doorbell and swept away. Okay, Shit, back in my day, you know, we played Ding Dong Ditch, not Ding Dong Witch. So, I mean, some crazy people out there.
Dakota, where did you come up with that? Come on now. Ding Dong Witch.
Well, what else was I supposed to call that? I mean, after reading the article, I was like, what am I supposed to say to this? Like,
that was a real article?
Yeah, like the craziest shit happens in Florida, yo.
Ding dong witch.
Kids nowadays are doing some crazy shit.
True, but that is funny. That's funny. Actually,
so,
I know some people in Florida, so I hope they're listening to that one.
Right? Only the good shit comes to Florida, you know, like Lynyrd Skynyrd and crazy people.
You think it's because of hurricanes that they're crazy?
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe all the crazy people everywhere else that the hurricanes hit sends them that way. And then all the crazy people just kind of like merge in Florida.
Well, seriously, why would you want to live in Florida when it gets hit by these nasty hurricanes? You can lose your entire house. You get flooded out. Your animals wind up missing. I mean, what makes people want to live in Florida? Okay, it's warm. I get it. It's warm year-round. You don't have to go as far as Florida.
Right.
Seriously. Florida.
So,
I want to know, what is it about Florida? There's alligators. I'm afraid of freaking mosquitoes. You've got alligators. What?
Now, if any of our listeners out in Florida thinks we're talking crap about you guys, we are, so feel free to write in, gripe in or something. I'll feel free to read it later, my fellow. So, Sherry, you know what time it is, right? You know what time it is, right?
Yeah, it's that time again, Dakota.
It's time for me to tell you guys about the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
The year is 1922. A soda pop cost a nickel. Gas cost pennies. Hookers were like 15 cents. Shit, gotta love the era where you can get a Coke, a full tank, and a blowjob for like a quarter.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god, my stomach hurts. I can barely laugh.
I feel like if I had a time machine, I'm definitely taking a pit stop in 1922.
Oh my. It's a good one.
Ooh, right. So October is coming up, and it's Breast Cancer Month. As a dude, I'm down to save the boobies, but all joking aside, chicks, go get checked out for lumps and whatnot. Dude, you too, because it affects everybody. You know, all lives matter. So there's a little PSA right there in the middle of the show. You know, I could do more than comedy, guys. You know, I could be serious for a second.
Dakota, you're talking about boobs.
Hashtag pink for pink. Hashtag pink for pink. Hey, I went out and got my breast cancer awareness bracelet, guys. I'm wearing mine right now. It says fight like a girl. It has a little breast cancer ribbon and stuff on it. So just everybody go out and support the breast cancer research and whatnot.
True. That's true. I told you, right? I don't like it being called a mammogram. I told you that, right?
Yeah, you mentioned something about that.
Guys, girls, seriously, ladies. A mammogram, doesn't it make you sound like you're an old fart or something? I mean, I told Dakota, I said, I think we should call it a breast nugget viewfinder. It's just so fun. It's so much better to say, I'm going to go get a breast nugget viewfinder than it is to go get a mammogram.
It sounds like a bad toy about to come out. The breast nugget viewfinder. Sounds like a bad electronic toy about to come out or something.
It is. It sounds like a toy. Yeah. Well, it sounds better than a mammogram. Seriously.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Fellas, younger women, we're not mams yet. I think you're What age? I think you'd have to be like, I don't know, 70s or 80s to become a mam. Then you've earned the right to become a mam. But I'm going to go visit the mammogram. You know, if they said, like, a dudogram, I'm going to go visit him. That'd be cool. That's even okay, dudogram. But that doesn't make sense.
I'll do it if it's called smokeogram.
Weedogram for you.
Yeah, weedogram. That's what I need. So, I have another new segment for us. And this one's called Hometown Zeros. And it's going to be about headlines from the area that I live in Camden, Tennessee. So, I'm going to do it about here and, like, little local towns around here. So, this first one's kind of crazy, though. Before I get to the story, let me set the mood a little bit. Because I know the chick that did this. Because I used to work with a chick for a couple weeks that did this, so, yeah, it's a little bit crazy. She found out her boyfriend was cheating, found the chick in a parking lot, ran her over, saw she got up, ran her over, pinning her against the side of a building, not letting off the gas. I believe the lady might have passed, which is crazy because, like I said, the chick that did it I used to work with, and I used to work with her in the kitchen, so there was, like, a lot of knives and overcooked bacon everywhere, so I'm glad I never pissed her off because she could have stabbed me with either one, and it's just like, what the hell?
Oh my god, that's a true story? I thought that was just a joke.
No, that's true. So, with all that being said, girl, you know who you are, so welcome to the first ever Hometown Zero.
Yeah, now let me ask you, is she like out walking around somewhere? Is she like in jail? What's the deal?
I believe she's in jail right now, from the way I take it. I'm not sure. I didn't, like, go, you know, into complete reading detail on this case or anything.
Is the other girl alive?
The other girl, last I heard, was in a coma and either was about to pass or pass. So, yeah, it's really no laughing matter in the situation for what she did, but it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. What makes people get to go to that extent? You know what I mean? It's just,
especially over, like girls, especially over a guy. I mean, like, what the hell? And guys do the same shit. So I'm like,
I'm not
just saying girls do it. Like, guys do the same shit. But, like, I don't get, like, over, like, why throw your life away over something stupid like that, you know?
Over someone else you don't like. It doesn't make sense. That's what I mean. Like, guys, I think when they get mad at each other, they just go out and they fight. They punch each other a couple times over. You know, but girls, they hold grudges. Hold grudges forever. Yeah. Oh.
Right.
That's bad. That's bad.
So, did you hear about Trump suing New York? Right? So, did you hear about Trump suing New York over tax reports or some shit? I don't really care. I mean,
I don't follow politics. It just doesn't.
Well, honestly, I can't wait to see that episode of Judge Judy, so.
That would be amazing. I would watch if it was on Judge Judy. That would totally be, that would rock that situation.
Well, guys, our show's about to be coming to an end, guys. And Sherry, before I get to the live story, you want to share some random Turkish facts for us?
I found out, everyone, you know, that it's a tradition to ask every young boy whether they have been circumcised if you're in Turkey. It's a tradition. I don't understand it, but it's a tradition.
To ask them that, or...?
Yeah, you just come out and ask them if whether or not they've been circumcised. It's like kind of like saying hello. Hi, have you been circumcised?
So if they say yes, do they get like punched? Or if they say no, do they get like punched? Or what's the deal? Do they get like separated in two groups? It's like your pecker's been cut. Yours hasn't. Two groups. You can't eat together. Don't drink out of the same water fountains at school no more. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. I think it might have, since Turkish people love to calculate costs and revenues, I think it has something to do with cost. Like, if their parents have them circumcised, then maybe they're of a higher class society than if they were under circumcised. And that's without asking if they have a lot of money in the family. Because Turkish people love to think that everyone, that Turks are natural born sportsmen, economists, politicians, and doctors are all at the same time, you know. And in order to find out what level of society that you come from, in tradition, they ask every young boy whether they have been circumcised.
Well, guys, before we run out of time, I'm going to get to the life story real quick. This week's is from a Billy. Dear Roasting the World, I have a few different stories I want to tell y'all. First, I used to beat off into a gym sock after wearing them. I had to stop. I got tired of explaining to girls why I had athlete's dick. Okay, this guy's been already off the bat. Second, I had to borrow my nephew's car for a date the other night. FYI, Fisher-Price don't make a two-seater. Okay, this guy's definitely a nut. And Dakota, I want to end with a question for you. Is a hooker farting called a prostitute? That actually is a good question. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. People are nuts nowadays.
Well, if you're not nuts and you're looking to read something, please check out Rick Tuber's Just My Fucking Luck. It's his new book that's come out. And, yeah, Jason Drake has come out with a book called You Stay Wedding People. And check out those two books. And I hope you all can join in and listen to us next week on Monday. We'll be here, right, Dakota?
Yep. Same Monday time, you know. What's up? So we'll be here.
That's right. Well, thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to my awesome and sexy co-host, Dakota.
You know it.
Beaver, Turkish, whatever. All right. Everyone, have yourselves a great night and have a wonderful week. Take care. Bye, Dakota.
Good night, everybody. Bye, and good night, everybody. Y'all enjoy your week.
Bye. Good night, everyone.